Yesterday, President Bush laid out a grand strategy for coping with a global flu pandemic. Today, his top health advisors got specific. The Department of Health and Human Services put out nearly 400 pages of detail on how the nation might cope with a fast-moving disease. HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt told a teleconference that a flu pandemic could be unlike anything seen for generations.
It's quite likely that a pandemic would be occurring in as many as 1,000 or more different locations around the country, and many beyond that in the world.
Joining me now to talk about that plan once again is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, the Secretary's statement is pretty powerful. How bad does the government think a pandemic might be?
Well, reading this book, very bad. I mean, it's really unlike anything that anybody has seen. They really are talking about a worst-case scenario, and worst-case means a 1918 kind of pandemic, which killed something around 40, 50 million people around the world. They say about a fourth of Americans, or about 75 million people, would get sick with the flu. That's really going to tax our hospital system beyond tolerance, probably. It assumes that there will be delays and shortages in vaccines and in antiviral medicines. It assumes there will be widespread disruption in society, including transportation, banking, and other commerce, utilities, schools, public safety. It really would be a big, big deal.
Secretary Leavitt talked about the need to ration drugs used to treat pandemic flu. Does this new plan spell out who would get antiviral drugs and I guess, who wouldn't?
Yes, it does. And this is really pretty unusual to have the government be talking in advance about rationing potentially life-saving treatments. It lays out priority groups, starting with people who are already in the hospital, healthcare workers who have to take care of everybody, vaccine manufacturers, public safety officials, police, fire, emergency medical responders, and so on. And then, fourth or fifth down the list, government decision makers. They say that they would like to stockpile, they intend to stockpile 40 million courses of a drug called Tamiflu. That's 400 million tablets, and that's nearly 10 times the amount that the government expects to have on hand next year. The states are expected to buy another 31 million courses. The feds would pay about three-quarters of that. And they plan to stockpile these drugs on a much more aggressive timetable than we've heard about before, enough by the end of next year to treat 20 million people, and then by the summer of 2007, 81 million people.
So how soon do they say that a vaccine might be available to protect Americans, and who would get that vaccine?
They hope to have enough of an experimental vaccine against the bird flu that's circulating now in Asia to vaccinate 20 million Americans, but this wouldn't be until the year 2009. And this is not a vaccine that would be tailored to it. It's a specific virus that would touch off the pandemic. It's one that's, as I said, targeted to the vaccine that's circulating now, which is basically a bird disease. So it's kind of a gamble. You know, we don't know whether it would really protect people against what emerges as a pandemic strain.
Well, speaking of people, just quickly, Richard, does this plan tell us what the public can do to protect themselves against the pandemic?
Yes, there is some of that in there, and it's, you know, pretty basic, old-fashioned public health. There's no quick fixes or high-tech things in there. I mean, it's basically washing your hands frequently. That's very effective. Respiratory etiquette, which means, you know, don't cough at people, cover your mouth, and so on. Beyond that, I think it has a lot of detail about how people are going to have to be prepared to follow orders, basically stay away from other people.
Okay. Well, NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.